Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back again for a Chickies Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a rainy Friday, Ike. We're going to kick ass nonetheless. How you doing?
Well, Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. It is a rainy Friday. That's okay. Listen, despite what the outlook may look like out there, it's gray and it's wet.
Yes.
There are still a lot of things that you can do to get you through a rainy day. Can't wait to get through that. Jackie Baseball. Late night last night, didn't see the ending of that thing until this morning. Tough series loss there, but I'm assuming we'll bounce back tonight with the Cardinal killer. Knowles is on the mound.
I thought you were going to go Cardinal killer Alec Bohm in the little Bohm or a bounce back series.
Well, here's the thing that I'm learning I might need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bohm.
Yeah.
Stop riding him.
Wouldn't have necessarily phrased it that way,
sure.
But yes, the sentiment still remains correct.
Go right to the point?
Yes. I think I might have to just dial it back on him, at least just hang in the weeds and let him climb his way out of this.
Just make pretend he doesn't exist for a couple of
listen, weeks. I haven't given up on him, but quite frankly, it's exhausting. Yes. Doing the whole back and forth with him every day.
Yeah, I get it. He makes it that way. He makes it tough. He does make it tough.
Well, it does. When you don't produce, it's tough.
You're going to love this. I actually thought he had a pretty decent 0-for-5 last night.
Was it a productive 0-for-5?
I thought it was a productive 0-for-5. He hit the ball hard. Took a couple of first pitches.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
It was a good night for Bohmer last night.
Yeah, 0-for-5, no biggie. It was a lot better night than Castellanos had. I actually went to bed because I didn't think there was any way they were playing it. I looked at the weather.
Me too.
I was like, this is ending 1-1.
Nick Castellanos, first player in MLB history to strike out. I'm actually being serious. Like in the StatCast era, they were able to break it down. First player to ever strike out on the same pitch in the same spot in 5 straight at bats. It's a real stat.
Cassie's been good.
Yeah, it's been great.
Last night was a game to. Last night was a game to forget. We have a big show as we always do. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. A slippery one, which is dangerous, will happen.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Should be creative today.
At 3:30. The belt. We find out if Ike retains the belt at 4:30.
Sure.
And for the second consecutive day, one of our most popular new segments. Ike Reese's Masters update will happen 30 past every hour.
Love it.
Yes, a tradition unlike any other, a new tradition on the WIP Afternoon Show. Well, we're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL draft, Ike, and the Eagles sit there at 32. Uh-huh. And it seems like so many of the players we talk about that could be targeted are going to go before 32. So I ask you this. Let's say it's draft night, and the guy that they want, they don't think he's going to get past 16. So it's a significant trade to go up from 32 to 16. I'm not talking about going from 32 to 29 or 32 to 30, but there's a big trade to be made to get in the middle of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to make that trade? Do you want to cost yourself a number of picks for one pick that you feel better about? Do you trade up or do you stand pat?
Well, listen, here's the thing I've always said. If there's a player that you love when you're in the back of the first round, if there's an opportunity to go up and get that guy versus sitting back and hoping that he falls to you, I'd rather go ahead and trade up. And what's good for the Eagles this year is that, and really next year, is they have so many draft picks. So they have assets to sort of move up depending on how far they're trying to move up. For me, I've locked in on defensive end and corner. I don't know if I'm moving up for a corner considering I took two last year. But to try to get a difference maker on the edge, yeah, I can certainly see that being the case. Listen, Nolan Smith had a nice second half to the season, came on, showed a lot of promise. So did Jalix Hunt come on and show a lot of promise. But I find it hard to believe that you can't find a player who's arguably the second or third best edge rusher in the draft that you would get somewhere between 15 and 20 that doesn't have a higher ceiling than Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. So if I have the assets to move up to get a guy like a James Pierce out of Tennessee, I'm good with doing that.
215-592-9494.
Michael Williams out of Georgia, I'm good with doing that.
Are you comfortable with the Eagles at 32, or would you want to see an aggressive move up? So I've actually changed on this. I thought, you know, we did a show maybe a month ago about, like, taking a big swing or sitting sort of where they are. Yeah. And I'm sort of comfortable at 32. And the reason I say that is I've looked – I didn't think free agency was going to go the way that it went. I understood we were going to lose some players, mm-hmm. but I didn't really think about the number of players we were going to lose in free agency. And I'm going to play the quantity game with the draft picks now. I'm going to play the quantity over quality game.
Oh, this is so hinky. I can feel it.
It isn't. Yeah. Hinky wanted the top pick.
Yeah, but he's all about optionality.
Well, the thing is,
a lot of darts at the dartboard.
Well, that's the way I think about it is – We've done really well in the draft the last few years, mm-hmm. but the hit rate that we've had, I'm not confident we're going to keep up with that hit rate. So I'd rather have more bites at the apple. I'd rather have more picks at this point. Give me three more third round picks rather than moving up 10 spots in the first round. I'm comfortable where they are from a quantity standpoint. Sit at 32. If there's a move to be made to go up a couple spots, okay, fine. If you want to go back, you want to trade out of the first round because there's not a guy that you love there and get even more picks, I'm good. But I'm good at 32. Jack, where do you sit on this?
No, you got to go up and get a difference maker. It's been a boring offseason, and it really has been. And, you know, I don't know how the Eagles are better today than they were at the end of the season. Obviously, that happens when you lose players. That's fine. Even the CJGJ, we've been over all that. But I actually don't want them to go up and get an edge rusher or a defensive tackle or a cornerback, because all I hear about is how deep this draft is from a defensive end standpoint. Like, if I was to do it, I would go for an end. But, like, it's supposedly you can get a first-round edge rush guy in the second or third round. So if it's that deep of a class, I would rather go up and get a star and go up and get a difference maker. And I would go up and get Tyler Warren.
Oh, you're crazy. No, you don't need another weapon.
You do, though. And here's why. Because Dallas Goedert's gone, seemingly. He's gone. This kid is a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a Hall of Fame-level tight end. And the reality for me is I don't know if they're going to be able to keep these receivers for too much longer. They are paying two receivers $25-plus million a year. They're going to have to pay Jalen Carter $40-plus million. Nolan Smith's going to get a big contract. So in getting ahead of losing one of the big weapons on offense, I'm going out, I'm trading up for a huge weapon in the passing game and an all-around star in Tyler Warren. Go up and get Tyler Warren.
With the number of spaces they have open on defense at this point.
Sure.
You're putting extra assets into another offensive skill player.
Well, listen, I've been talking with my good friend Hugh Douglas, and defense really is a luxury. So, listen.
Would you, Ike, would you trade up for a tight end?
Would not be at the top of my list of things to do in this draft, but listen, if you get Tyler Warren, I don't know how you can't be happy or excited about getting Tyler Warren.
Jack, I can't believe you want to help Jalen anymore.
Well, he needs it. Spike, put on the tape. Just put on the tape.
Nah, he's a player. He's a player.
Dude, he's seventh in all of football last year in receiving.
I think he's every bit as good. It's Brock Bowers.
But I think he might be a better blocker than Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is a receiving threat. Like I said that for years.
I got to do my YouTube scouting. I haven't done that yet.
No, listen,
he's a player. You're going to find a way to poo-poo Tyler Warren.
I'm honest with the scouting.
He's a player. And that would be looked at as more of a thing of luxury to do, considering the firepower that you have on offense.
Absolutely.
But I'm just saying the player, though, I mean, man, it's almost like when we wanted to add Bijan to the offense after 2022.
Was Saquon Barkley a luxury last year, or they need him?
Well, it turned out that they needed
him. Okay, right.
But I understand what you're saying.
The signing at the time was, that's a luxury. Yeah. Didn't end up being a luxury. Go get Tyler Warren.
I don't know about that. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to stay at 32?
More Penn State guys. More Penn State guys.
Yeah.
I don't even like Penn State.
Stay at 32 or make an aggressive trade, even like Jack said, to get up into the – I mean, you're going to need – 14-15 for Tyler Warren.
Yeah, get difference makers, Spike. This is what we're in the business of.
Yeah,
we were in the business winning Super Bowl with the number one defense. We let half the defense go. I need some defensive players.
I'm locked in on Williams and Pierce.
Yeah, you can take your little. That sounds like a clothing brand.
Yes,
or something.
Yeah.
That's where I'm locked in.
215-592-9494. We do have a next question today. It is rainy, as Ike mentioned, and you know I'm thinking of like a rainy Saturday, right? Give us a rainy Saturday movie, a rainy day movie. Jack, a rainy day movie is sort of like the one that pops up on cable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You've probably seen before.
The old stick and click, as they used to say back.
Stick and click.
Yeah. They used to say back in the day. It's not around anymore, I don't think. I mean.
Yeah, I do it.
Really?
Yeah, I still flip around on cable. Okay. That's why I like cable.
So I'm going to go with The Day After Tomorrow. The Day After Tomorrow is an underrated flick. Came out in 2004. Dennis Quaid, great in it. Jake Gyllenhaal, great in it.
Yep.
Dennis Quaid isn't great in anything.
Is that the one where they run away from the water at the very end of the movie?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of the beginning of the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All through New York City.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Love Day After Tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Ike, you got to.
As a rainy day movie, really.
Well, it rains in it.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Well, that doesn't make it a rainy day movie.
I guess here's the funny thing about a rainy day movie. What type of mood are you in? You want like a horror flick?
Are you trying to start something?
Well, you're trying to start something. Because, listen, is it a rainy day movie with your significant other? Are you by yourself just watching TV?
Leave me alone. You know leave me alone with the TV.
With
that's
the
way I'm thinking.
The couch and the dog. Okay.
You can lay in the other room with the iPad.
Okay, Spike.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with Jack went with like a world disaster movie.
Yep.
As a rainy day movie. I'm going to go with more of a romantic movie.
Oh.
Yeah. Get a little snuggling and cuddling going on.
All right. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Love Jones.
Oh, is that?
Have you ever seen Love Jones?
Yeah,
neither one of you seen Love Jones.
No. So Love Jones is what, 93? Something
it's 90
like that?
Something.
97.
Yeah. Okay, yes, there
97,
you go.
97, yeah. Nia Long.
Yep.
Lorenz Tate.
Yep.
Oh, man.
You know, listen, I've been crushing on Nia Long for a long time. There's been a lot of different movies she's been
so
in.
Is that a cuddle movie or is that like by himself movie?
No, it's a cuddle movie.
Okay, all right.
That was actually me and Renee. That was one of our college movies.
Love Jones was?
We went to see it together in college and everything else. So,
this guy's got a great stash, Ike.
He does. That was back during the stash. It was okay with Lorenz Tate.
Yep.
Yep, yep. Nia Long, who was married to?
Nia Long was married to
Ime Udoka.
That's what it was. Yes.
Now, they weren't married. I think they were like dating for a long
time. They were dating
time?
For a really long time.
That's a good point. They just have a kid together,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points,
points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
All right. And so mine is... I'm going comedy and a movie that I believe is on every weekend. On some channel, it's on every weekend, and I always stop on it. That is Step Brothers.
Oh, I love Step Brothers.
Step Brothers is a good one.
The craziest thing about Step Brothers is every time I watch it, there's a scene that I didn't remember was in it.
Right.
Every time, so it's like it's new every time. And it's hilarious to me every time. It's great performances from everyone.
Yeah.
So my rainy day movie is Step Brothers.
There is something funny in that movie you find new every single time.
Every time.
I probably haven't seen Step Brothers 20 times.
At least 20 times. Yeah. And if I'm just talking about parts of it, I've probably seen it 100 times.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. You want the Eagles to stay at 32, quantity over quality, or jump up into the teens, get one of those better players. Ike is looking at a corner or an edge, whereas Jack wants to do it for a tight end, for Christ's sake. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Mike in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you know? What do you say, fellas?
Hey, oh, Mikey 2-6.
He's back.
Yep.
Hey, forget about it. Go get me the Galamar.
What?
Come on, man. It's Italian.
Yeah.
Well,
hey.
I figured that part. Really? Yeah, no, you watch the mob movies?
Hey.
I'll go with the gravy to dip in.
There you go, Galamar.
Sorry, well, fellas, this is my prediction for the Eagles. Remember, Mike said this, okay? We're going to give up 6 picks and jump from 32-3. And we're going to get Jason Graham from Michigan to replace Brandon Graham from Michigan and have the most monster line and repeat as Super Bowl champion.
They are not trading 6 picks to get there.
I thought you were going to say Abdul Carter.
Do you know what? I don't even know what they would have to trade in terms of first to go from 32-3.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest move in NFL history.
Yeah, you actually might need to give up your next 5 first-round picks to do it. That's crazy, Mike.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes crazy wins, but fellas, remember I said it.
Hey, well, what do you know? What do you say?
Well, first of all, the Giants are at 3.
Yeah. This is all Giglio's fault.
I definitely don't think the Giants are interested in making the Eagles any better than they already have.
And you have, by the way, you have two guys in there who need to get better this year. So they're going to, like, in New York.
Right.
So Daboll and Shane are going
to
get rid of their first round
32.
Pick. Yeah, for it's crazy.
I said earlier they're going to get paying Carter later on and stuff. We need younger guys, because some people are not going to be able to keep, and a guy like Jason Graham could be that guy, man. Think about it.
Yeah,
they're not going from 32-3.
It's like impossible.
You guys don't think that there's no any possibility?
There's no possibility this happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because also the other thing, and I don't know if they have first from anybody else, is the Giants would have to assume the Eagles are going to be good for at least the next few years.
Of course
Which means their pick is going to be 25-32 over the next few years, which makes the value of the picks even lower. I think
Come on, Mike, lock in.
We're better than them. And, like, you know what? They gave away Barkley.
Yeah.
Continue to help us, huh?
Yeah.
The hell when they gave away Barkley, they gave up. They're that wounded dog in the corner getting kicked, bro.
Yeah. I think if we had the 10th pick to get to 3, you could probably make a case that pick and another couple of firsts could get you from 10-3. But from 32-3, remember, that's one pick away from it being a second-round pick. You know, so
what do you guys think is going to pop off, though? Do you think they're going to stay? I think they're going to be aggressive and at least move up, though. I do think they're going to do that.
You need a trading partner.
Yeah.
They haven't done nothing in the offseason, bro. They got to pop off with something. They're saving it for the draft.
I keep saying they got to do something, and I think it's possible this offseason there's not going to be any big moves. I think it's possible. I think it's possible. Look, maybe we've talked about Justin Simmons. If you consider that a big move, sign him to a one-year, $8 million deal or something.
That's not a big move.
But I don't think there's a – I don't think there's a big move. Hey, Mike, what do you know? What do you say? Why don't you give us a rainy day movie?
Oh, Rambo. They drew First Blood, fellas. Have a good night.
Oh, there you go. Ooh. Rambo.
I thought he was going to say, like
– First Blood.
The Godfather.
Which one? Does he want First Blood or
Rambo? Because Rambo is First Blood Part 2,
yes.
Right? And that movie was on HBO back in the day all the time. You never see Rambo on cable anymore,
I don't think, right?
I mean, I don't see that anymore when I'm flipping around. I don't think so.
The whole trade the whole draft to move up is all Giglio's fault. He did that today. He did the whole trade the entire draft to go up and get Abdul Carter. So.
Oh, was that the whole thing? He took Elliott's idea? Wasn't that Elliott's idea?
Well, Elliott hypothesized, would you do it? And Giglio took it and ran with it.
And Giglio said, yes, trade the entire draft for Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
A team that has five empty spots, basically, on defense.
Yeah.
We're going to trade the entire draft.
That's your boy.
Well, it's a good take. What do people say?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You probably got the small portion agreed.
Well, first off, why would you to play it out, right?
Yeah.
If you're the Giants, why would you care about having a fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks? I mean, you know, the whole idea of trading the whole draft just sounds good in theory. It's multiple first round picks.
Let me tell you, if Joe Shane trades that pick and Mara doesn't fire him, after the draft, I mean, almost immediately after he trades the pick, he should be fired.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know what else should happen.
It would actually be pretty bold of him to not take somebody with a third round pick.
Are you kidding me?
And go back to John Mara and go, well, but we got two thirds.
Right. You're not going to take Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Shador Sanders, none of these guys.
215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to move up from 32, be aggressive, or stick at 32, keep all their picks? Big Lou in Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Big Lou?
Hold on, Big Lou.
Mike, what's happening, Dave?
What's up?
You didn't make it to Augusta.
Oh, your son sold you out too?
I'm in Georgia right now.
Okay. Your tickets.
So I need to set the record straight. First off, we definitely move up in the draft, no doubt.
Obviously.
I don't know. You're not going to get. I don't know if you get Tyler. He's a special guy, but I don't think you spend a pick on that.
On Tyler Warren?
Yeah. I don't think you spend that pick. I mean, great player. I think he's going to be a special player. I agree with Jack to that extent, but you don't sell the farm for him. The other thing is the movie. I'm watching the Bourne trilogy for sure.
Ah, Bourne.
Bourne is a good rainy day
Love
movie.
The Bourne trilogy.
Yeah. I've never seen the third one. Only seen the first two.
Well, it was actually four of them.
Well, then it's not a trilogy.
Well, but Johnny Damon is in three of them.
Oh, yeah. Renner in four? Is that
yes.
Okay.
Renner in four.
I like Renner.
I don't count that one.
I'm a Renner's man.
Yeah, but he's not really Jason Bourne.
Okay.
Right.
They tried to do the James Bond thing where they could just make anybody Jason Bourne.
Yeah, we ain't buying that. Yeah.
So the other thing is that I just want to say something about Zach Wheeler. That guy, he is really special. I mean, he just knows how to pitch.
Big Lou, what are we talking about Zach Wheeler for?
Special.
I just got to throw that into
just
the
middle. Just got to respect. Okay. Yeah, out of respect. Why got to hate Spike?
Well, no, he pitched three days ago.
And got shelled.
Yeah. Well, he's a great pitcher. We're lucky to have him, for sure.
He's a pitcher's pitcher. Let's just jump back. Sorry to jump all over the place.
It's all right. It's all right, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
I got to correct something that Lou from Nebraska. I'm throwing him under the bus. I know I shouldn't do this, but I'll do it.
Go ahead. Do it.
Fathers around here have a history of throwing their sons under the bus, so why don't you go ahead?
Yeah. He likes to feel as though he's in control. He's really not. I give him a little bit of control, but he's really not in control. If you want the answers, you want the feedback on Augusta National, call me.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you could get us to Augusta National where Louie could not.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something I haven't told anybody, but I guess
we're only on the radio.
Yeah, nobody's listening.
This is my 13th visit to Augusta.
Oh my God!
Wow, 13 times.
Oh my God! But then, what the hell is Louie talking about? You're the real secret. Big Lou's the.
You're the plug.
Yeah.
I know. I kind of blew his cover, but I had to do it.
All right.
But I do give him some leeway, so he does have, you
know. No, he's trying to use you to try to be cool with us. That's the issue.
I've seen it before.
Well, he does have some some vested interest, so that's why I let him. You know, I give him some rain.
So you got a rainy day movie, Big Lou?
Yeah, it was Born.
Oh, it was the Born trilogy. That's right. You did it first. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You're still the best show on the radio.
Oh, thank
all
you,
right,
Lou.
Big Lou.
Thank you, Big Lou. Who, wow, how about that? Louis from Nebraska, total fraud. He's not the one that can get the tickets. It's Big Lou. Big Lou's been to the Masters 13 times.
Yeah.
You guys are asking Louis from Nebraska. Yeah.
And we're trying to go one time. Come on.
Yeah.
Put your tickets aside one time.
Wow. You're asking him to give them up for you guys?
Yeah. How many more times do you got to go?
Speaking of the Masters, coming up next, the newest sensation on the WIP Afternoon Show, which is the Ike Reese Masters update. We'll also take your calls on the NFL Draft. Eagles, you want them to move up from 32, big swing, get into the teens, or keep all the picks? Quantity over quality. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickie's and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.